This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys, I got to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news.
I want to tell them the good news.
You're going to get us all fired if you tell the news too early.
I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news.
I refuse. I can't talk today.
You can't because you were trying to do commercials earlier today?
Yeah.
That weren't very successful.
Nah, it wasn't very successful.
I feel like there should be I can't even talk.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. Bring that back up. I want to hear it.
Remix.
Remix. Oh, boy. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. The good news about the show. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. The good news about the show. Yeah, doggy, ladies and gentlemen. We going to write the good news right on the back of a Lady K cryogram onion. You get your Lady K cryogram onion right now, shipped directly to your door, and it will make it to your house in no more than 25 days. 25 days, you get you a Lady K cryogram wagon, because I'm going to tell you the good news today. I'm going to tell you the good news. I'm going to tell you the good news. I'm going to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to...
I can never get those two minutes back in my life.
Please allow me to take a moment to give you an audio expression of Orly's excitement. Lip, if you take your finger off that freaking level...
It's not at the same level I'm used to, all right?
It doesn't matter. You always babysit that level. See? There we go.
Ow, that hurts my ears, man.
Hi, Orly.
Hi.
Are you even excited today, even though you can't speak?
I'm excited, but you can't say the news unless you want to get us all fired.
But I want to tell them.
Unless we just let you say it and just let you get fired, that might work out pretty good.
Yeah, I can't even.
Can't get fired though.
I can't even talk about diets on this show without people freaking out. If I bring up the word diet, everybody's like, "Oh my god, we're gonna have to change the title of the show to formerly Fat Guy Radio Show." I don't want that to happen. That doesn't need to happen. So I can't even say diet on the show. So let alone I'm gonna sit here and get myself fired. Why would I talk about diet? D-I-E-I-T.
Oh, I thought diet. I'd say something else. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. And I see your little wrapper floating around. I keep staring at it to see what it was. I was looking to see if there's any extra snacks in here.
So there's this little snacky thing that I've kind of fallen into because Orly doesn't care about anything else that just happened on the last 3 minutes
of
the show.
It's healthy, though, right?
So we're going to segue on to something else because, you know, clearly he didn't get the bit.
Nope. He didn't go over the 4-1.
I don't get anything these days. My brain's not even functioning. See?
I
don't know what it is.
One more time. Your brain's not functioning.
Functioning.
Out of the park last week. Revert.
I think it's my new diet.
Possibly. So we're going to get into that in the body of the show. Speaking of diet, I've fallen in love with these new Fiber One 90 calorie brownies. Because I'm a fat dude, you know what I'm saying? And I like to have brownies. And
is it because you're brown?
Well, no. And how dare you. But
or is it because you got brown eyes?
Because I got brown eyes. Brown eyes. No, I like these little 90-calorie brownie snacks because I can eat them and I don't feel guilty.
How many do you eat?
7.
You should feel guilty.
A box and a half?
A box and a half. It said 90 calories. So because this little packaging here is probably a packaging that is maybe 3 inches by 2 inches rectangular.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. The brownie inside is not the size of the package.
So one by one.
They use the chips bag approach when they're packaging these 90-calorie brownies.
Did you look at the – some of those are tricky, though, because they'll say only 90 calories, and then you look on the back, it says per serving, and then that little – That little one might be like four servings.
No, see, I did. I looked at that because I'm smart. On the back, it says serving size, one brownie, calories 90. See, so each package is 90 calories.
That's why they made them small. Bad.
But the thing is that they're extremely small. Even though this is about the size of a quarter of a dollar folded, you know, if you fold it like a quarter of a dollar back, this is about the size of the packaging. The actual brownie is probably the size of a silver dollar.
Just make little brownie sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you
put
have
like
to.
Like three together.
But then when you do that, you're up to 180 calories.
Hey, it's not bad.
190 calories.
What's but bad? I know you order them like by the boat from Amazon. So
I do. I get these delivered right to the door. And I happen to have one on the way to the studio because I got here early because I needed to do the snacky poo.
2 hour delivery?
No, not on these. This was a regular shipment of my groceries.
3 days?
Well, everything in my house is now like, you know, packaged eating or frozen because I've shut down my kitchen.
Yeah.
You shut down your kitchen?
Yeah, because it's too hot to cook anything. I'm not cooking anything. You won't see any food posts from your boy, Corey Blaze, on Twitter or the Facebook.
Do you use your AC?
I do use my AC, but it don't work for a hell. In the summer, my house sucks. This is your first summer with us, so you'll be able to experience all of my stories about how my house sucks during the summer. My house is like air conditioning, has the air conditioning capacity of an open barn.
Are you sure not? I have a feeling you're cheap. You just don't like to turn on.
No, I do turn it on.
You're that guy when you're at their house and you're like sweating, like, hey, is it going to turn the air
on? No, and that's the thing is because I don't want to be that guy, so I don't invite anybody over. No one comes over the house during the summer.
Yeah.
I don't. I shut it down. No one comes over. The yard's not done.
It's like a sauna.
It's ridiculous. It's uncomfortable. I need like a little Wally system in my house, but I can't afford to have a Wally system.
That's crazy. But I remember one day I came to the studio and the Wally was gone.
I took it home that day. I had a date.
That was a heat advisory?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. The heat advisory this past weekend, I beat Cheeks out of town. I didn't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah, I was here.
I beat Cheeks. I was gone. Up the 17 out in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona.
You walk outside and your shoes start getting like sticky to the floor, you know?
How and if you wear those little melting jelly shoes. Have you ever bought those jelly shoes for your daughter yet?
No.
No, they have them in her side. They're made out of like just pure 100% nylon plastic.
Oh.
Nylon plastic.
That's I haven't seen them.
Same thing. They're jellies. They're called jelly shoes.
Corey has them on right now.
I do. I'm wearing them right now.
Can't tell.
Comfortable. They're great for your plantar fasciitis.
Ooh. Whatever that was.
Flat feet. that's not funny about that. But anyway, so I fall in love with these little fiber one brownie, chocolate fudge brownies, but that's not what's important. Is the important ad is that I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news. I want to tell them the good news.
No good news.
All right, fine. Blow out all the compressors then.
Yeah.
Hey, there's not many opportunities on this show for me to get excited. Clearly last week was your best performance because it ain't here. It ain't now. What?
Oh. Throw him on the spotlight. Throw him on the spotlight. La, 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 la.
Throw him under the whoops.
It's okay.
See, now
it's
Throw him under the bus.
Now I can't even speak. I'm having trouble Englishing.
Oh, man.
I can't focus. I think I'm like having something wrong right now. Something
Are you having a Is moment? Your AC
of- I might be having something wrong, huh?
Is your AC working?
Oh, yeah, my AC works.
Are you having a bout of aphasia?
Aphasia?
Aphasia, yeah. It's like a mini stroke.
Oh.
If you die,
stroke.
If you die on the air, I'm gonna feel really bad about the fact that I am not gonna turn the microphones and the cameras off.
That would be awesome.
Keep them rolling.
It'd be really great for the show. I mean, we'll definitely get something to go viral then. Instead of, you know, maybe if you would have had your kid run up across the street to your neighbor's house and hug their dog, maybe we could have got a viral video out of that. But no, you didn't come up with that, Orly, did you?
I'm trying. Oh, I'm trying for viral video. That's my goal. I want to go viral before I die. And I don't plan on dying tonight.
No, please don't, especially before we finish the show. And I went viral once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had to see my doctor afterwards.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest fighter ever lived.
Oh, come on, man. What about Joe Louis?
The Blonde Bomber. Now, that was a great boxer.
You damn right.
I suppose nobody in here ever heard of Cassius Clay.
We got a point.
Hey, I ain't saying Clay ain't bad. I'm just saying I stopped liking Cassius Clay once he changed his name to Muhammad Ali.
Wait a second. A man has the right to change his name to whatever he wants to change it to. And if a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali, God damn it, this is a free country. You should respect his wishes and call the man Muhammad Ali.
His mama named Clee. I'm going to call him Clee.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I say Clee.
Get out of here.
That's right. He is Clee. He Clee to me. I say Clee.
Well, then you're a putz. The three of you. Three putzes. You should change the name outside from Mighty Shop to the Three Putzes.
Live from the BDB Radio Network Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Turn down for what? Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. You all right over there, Lip?
I'm all confused again. Touching the wrong level.
I'm going to need both of y'all to get it together.
Every time I hear this song, it reminds me of that that boat. That's another viral video. People were on the boat.
Viral video.
And they... You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no clue.
They're like, they're not playing a song. Somebody just added it. You know, people do that kind of stuff on the internet. Yeah, and they're kind of bouncing around. And before you know it, they hit a wave or something, and they just slam. Like, literally everybody disappears on the boat.
That's so true. I haven't seen it. You'll have to show me after the show. But Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries, ladies and gentlemen. Your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Yeah! It is the easiest and smartest way to tip or pay. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is available in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Available for your smartphone, download the free Bravo Tip or Pay app today. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a simple way and easy and secure way to tip or pay. Avoid having to donate up to $7 to $12 for withdrawing cash from an ATM to tip a driver, barista, waitress, or bellhop. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is a safe, secure way to say thank you with a couple of bucks. Download it now at trybravo.com or search for it in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Turn down for what?
I feel like we're in a club. What's going on here?
Normally in Radio 101, when I stop talking, somebody else starts talking.
Oh.
101. Yeah. The book.
Here he is.
Finally.
Now I can talk.
Now the show will start.
Yeah.
Now the show will start.
It's not going good.
No, it's not.
Put your headphones on.
Last week was a whole lot better than the hell that we've experienced so far. Nobody knows. Everybody forgot what to do. Orly's about ready to pass out. I shut up for 30 seconds and ain't nobody said a damn thing on the mic. Finally, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
We feel when you stop talking that if we start talking, you're going to get mad because it wasn't our turn to talk. I don't know if you guys know, but Corey gives us like a paper and it says, you may talk at this time, you may talk at this time.
Wrong.
And it wasn't my time.
Wrong.
Who's this? This for me? The guest?
No. Who are you?
Lil D.
Oh, hi, Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
That was just sitting there because it has the Bravo Tip or Pay app, which is what the commercial that I just read. Bringing the Bravo Tip or Pay app in for one. Bringing it in. He wants us close up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. All right, Lil D has joined us again, also known as insurance. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a packed show for all of you today. Lil D, you know about this show.
I do.
See, when I stop talking, see how he says something?
Why is he the co-host then? Jeez.
Because he got fired.
That's what I'm pushing for.
I'm glad I didn't say no to the other job yet.
Part two.
Are we going again?
No.
I'm just saying.
I ain't got the
job. You insinuating. You insinuating.
I'm just saying.
That's the word. Insinuating.
I feel that I'm being treated incorrectly today.
No, you're not being treated incorrectly today. You're being sternly encouraged to do what I know you do so well.
What's that?
Radio.
radio. You, so you're not doing it correctly today?
I don't know. Something's just wrong.
Not
what happened, Corey?
My
let
brain's
me know.
Not working.
So I'm back swimming over here. That's
so
what
pretty much you were talking.
See, no, you're not coming in to do that and because he, we and have then, an interview.
It was a, it was a it was just crickets.
What the heck was that?
You want to turn your phone off?
That's that me?
That was you. Your phone was the only one that said that has a ringtone that says I'm broke.
I got food stamps.
I
switched that up there, don't I? Everybody don't know.
All right, folks. We got to make a phone call here, and this is going to be really interesting. And old lady K, thank you so much. She says I'm looking cute on how close my camera shot is.
All right. Wait, what about me,
Lady
K?
That's not what she says. She says, y'all looking all cute tonight.
Let me give her one of these.
No, Shani, this was before you even got here.
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
You late as hell.
Are you giving some free advertisement with your shirt today?
I'm on CP time.
Oh, God.
And I mean,
Lil D, what are you doing with that shirt on?
What's wrong with that shirt? Put some tape over there.
Free advertisement?
I just got off work.
They didn't pay.
Yeah, I'll do like this.
Good call.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Your other right hand.
A United States of Africa.
All right, we got to make a phone call here to some little people that have a show that's debuting. Lip, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
That's debuting here on the network very soon.
Hello.
Hey, AJ.
Hi.
Hi, it's Corey. Hold on a minute. I'll be right with you in just a second there, sir. Just go ahead and hold your breath there. Are you there? All right, and he's holding his breath. The boy is so obedient.
Is that why you adopted him over me?
Yeah, I did, because he looked he was a lot easier to deal with than you were. All right, we're going to go ahead and call up this
other. He's not as dark as you either.
Never before done on the show is we're going to try to get two teenagers on the line at one time.
Boy, how's this going to end up?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
Princess.
Hello?
Sydney? Sydney?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes, AJ.
Hi.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now on the air are the host of Little Fella Radio and co-host of Little Fella Radio, AJ and Sydney. Welcome to the show. Hey, guys.
Hi.
The reason why we are having them on the show right now is because, believe it or not, they have a big announcement that's happening this Saturday. AJ, what's happening this Saturday, buddy?
It is the return of Little Fella Radio.
Yay!
This actual Saturday?
Yes.
Live?
Yes, live.
Like in 2 days.
Saturday.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks for paying attention to the website.
Can I be
hours.
Your first guest on the show?
Oh, shoot.
You guys hold a Little D as your first guest on the show?
No.
No. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. We can talk about elephants, giraffes, gorillas.
Don't talk about gorillas again.
Who in their right mind would want to talk about that?
Yeah. And for the new listeners, can you let them know what Little Fella Radio is?
Yes, Little Fella Radio. Orly, thank you very much for the context direction. I appreciate that. I've been doing this so long, man. Every once in a while, I need a reset. Little Fella Radio, for those of you... Oh, I'm serious. Little Fella Radio, for those lots of new listeners from all over the world, Little Fella Radio is the teen radio talk show on the BDB Radio Network. And, of course, AJ is, he's got an inside connection to this network. I don't know how, but he does.
I don't know how either, because I got fired.
Yeah. So he has his own show, and Sydney is his co-host, and they are both. AJ's now 16, and Sydney's now 14.
Wait a second. Now, how did she get in?
She got in because AJ hired her.
Hey, AJ, you want to hire me too?
No.
I'm Corey's little brother.
So, Little Fella Radio
is... Yeah, that's the exact reason I'm not hiring
you. Touche.
So, Little Fella Radio is basically a young version of Fat Guy Radio Show, and it was born out of the idea and from Big O and Dukes, who are big mentors of mine. They had a segment when they were on the air here in Arizona on 101.5 Free FM back in the day, and they had a segment every other Friday called Little Fella Radio. And they would pretty much have anybody under the age of 18, between 16 and 18, they had people call in and they did little radio bits. So AJ, having the talk gene that I have, I put a microphone on him one day. And, he's hung out with me here at the studio and he's played around on the microphones. And then one day I was looking at him, I'm like, man, kid's pretty good at this. And then Little Fella Radio was born out of that. So Little Fella Radio is also just seasonal. It only happens during the summer months when they're out of school. So it doesn't interfere with their schoolwork. So they probably put out maybe about, I don't know, 6 or 8 episodes per season. And now this coming Saturday at littlefellaradio.com will be the beginning of season 4. Now, Sydney, are you excited for the beginning of season 4?
I am very excited.
What can we expect, Sydney? What can we expect from you guys on Little Fella Radio season 4?
You really can't pinpoint one thing, you know? Like, there's going to be a lot of new things that we're going to be bringing to the show, and I guess you just have to tune in to find out.
I like that. That's good.
I like the tease. Just leave them hanging. And these are teenagers, folks, teenagers. AJ, what can we expect from you on Little Fella Radio?
Expect the unexpected.
Oh, expect the unexpected. I told you, I'm coming to show.
AJ and I would, and AJ, I presume that you are equally as excited for the start of season 4.
Probably just a bit more excited, just a tad bit.
Oh, Sydney, he says he's a tad bit more excited than you are. What say you?
I mean, he can say what he wants, but.
Teen fight.
I hear war coming.
No, I think it's.
I gotta instigate this.
It's a great idea for anybody that has kids out there that they don't want them to listen to bad stuff on the internet. At least, like, not our show.
Yeah, right.
So if you don't want them to listen to bad stuff like us, yeah, let them listen to Little Fella Radio.
At what time did you mention what time it's going
to
actually?
Saturday at 3:00. It's scheduled to go live on littlefellaradio.com, and they do their show from the same studio that we do our show in, and they stream it live on littlefellaradio.com/live.
So it'll actually be on it'll be streaming afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Just like you could pick up this show like the day after?
Yep.
So you guys can find the exact same way that you find this show.
It's really exciting. AJ, how do you feel about doing and having your own radio show?
It is probably one of the greatest things that I've ever done.
You took my spot, sucker. That's why. I'll come to the show on Saturday, AJ. I'm going to be in the parking lot waiting for you with a ski mask on. With some duct tape behind them bushes. You know the ones where they have fired Rufus, where he used to hang out at? With his little hideaway spot. I'm going to be right there waiting. Just come on Saturday morning, bright and early.
AJ's like, okay.
Now he knows where not to go.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Sydney, how does it feel to have your own radio show on the network? Because I don't think we've ever had you guys on the show at the same time. So this is history making today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, you know, something that you usually wouldn't think would happen, but it did, and it's awesome, and I'm really happy that it is happening.
We're happy that it's happening as well. AJ, how do your friends and family feel about Little Fella Radio?
Most of my friends don't believe me at first until I have to show it to them.
Now, what do you mean show it to them? What do you mean by show it to them?
I bring up the website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, duh, Lil D.
I was doing something totally different, but he didn't get it. Flew over his head.
Yeah,
hey, Sydney, Lil D here. Would you like to have a show with me?
Depending on what it's about. I mean,
we'll keep it. It'll be about giraffes, gorillas, and birds. Airplanes.
I think I'm gonna stick to Little Fella right now.
God dang it.
Bird. Okay, all right.
When I rise to the top, don't come knocking on the third. I'm gonna be up on the fourth floor. So when I rise to the top, don't come knocking on the door.
She must have did a background check on
me. I think so. She heard about me too. Dang it, I'm banned with everybody.
Hey, Little D, what's up? I'll be waiting for you at the top.
I like this guy.
You just got schooled by a 16-year-old.
I can't be mad at him.
But I will be in the bushes waiting for you, though.
Hey, AJ, if you see him within 50 feet of the building, call the police, because...
Exactly. Now, we've got to give a little shout-out to the redesign of Little Fella Radio. And one thing that people don't know is that all of the photos that are on Little Fella Radio of AJ and Sydney looking grown as hell were shot by our very own Orly.
That's me. Oh.
You did it.
Orly did all the photos for Little Fella Radio. How fun was it, Sydney, working with Orly during that photo shoot?
It was really fun. As my first, like, real photo shoot, I can say.
it was not a selfie.
I was definitely nervous, but you know, it was really, I was really comfortable in the environment, and you know, he did a really great job, so it was fun.
Now, AJ, that was also your first official photo shoot compared to the one that we took of you season one, where I pretty much just pinned you up against the wall and made you smile. How did you feel working with Orly and having your own big time photo shoot?
It was new to me. I didn't really know what to do. It was kind of weird, I could say, because I've never done anything like that before.
Yeah.
And he didn't hire me because I'm good. He hired me because I was the cheapest.
No.
Did they do it inside the studio? Like no. The studio, the Lobby G over there?
No.
On the other side?
No.
Or no.
We had to hook it up and hood it up a little bit.
Oh, really? So it was out?
Yeah. It was out and about on the unskirt and the hood and so forth. But they did a great job. And and it was really easy because you don't have to do a lot of touch up on teens because their faces are already perfect.
Yeah, because they don't got, well, some of them got pimples. They're going through that
see,
time.
Well, see, that's why you ain't got no kids.
That's true. Wait, hold on a second.
You got kids, Rue.
I know.
All right, so AJ, let's see if you got the radio gene. Where can people hear Little Fella Radio?
At littlefellaradio.com.
Oh.
Easy enough.
Why you say that like I'm stupid or something?
Hey, you asked them.
You asked a dumb question. I'm going to give you a dumb ass answer. Fat guy.
On what network?
The BDB Radio Network.
See, we can't pull anything over. He is grown, hairy, and opinionated now. See, back when he was 10.
I am not hairy.
No. don't make this start getting weird.
Can we find you on Stitcher?
No.
What?
No?
No, not yet.
So it's just going to be on an actual Fat Guy Radio?
You have to go right to their website in order to hear their show.
So break that down to people, because some people might. No, because some people actually go on Stitcher to get the show. I have people that go on Stitcher.
Right. So, Little Fella Radio can exclusively be heard on littlefellaradio.com.
Which you actually have to go through
You have to go through their website, but their website is also mobile ready. And so you can play it from your mobile device, and it plays just like any other show. They're just not on iTunes yet, and they're just not on Stitcher Radio or any of those.
Can
other
they actually access them through your big website?
Through Fat Guy Radio Show?
Yes.
Yeah, under the Shows tab, there is a Little Fella button, and then there's also going to be a banner up on Little Fella Radio.
So tell people
Radio.
How to get there.
Yeah, just go to FatGuyRadioShow.com and just click Shows. Didn't I just say that?
Yes.
Am I repeating myself here?
Yes.
We got to make
you're
sure
wasting time,
though,
you're wasting time.
You're killing time.
I'm trying to give some plug
we're
here.
We're trying to promote Little Fella Radio, you little skinny
what
bastard.
What do you think I'm doing?
No, you're sitting here running me in circles.
It's like 0 to 100 real quick.
Shut the hell up and let me do the interview.
Should I start or should I begin?
You should begin and start at the same time. Hell.
Touche.
All right, so kids, we're so happy you guys are going to be on the network.
I'm not. I won't be on show, too.
God.
She's saying,
"Jesus Christ!
I'm coming in crashing hey, everything."
You thought
thing.
It was a good idea to have him here.
I thought it was a good idea to have
and
him
it's
here.
Turned bad fast.
Only because of the fear you've instilled in my heart, Orly.
In the beginning, I didn't talk, but now I'm talking.
Yeah, now
and
he's
he
talking.
He can go home now.
Yeah. No, please don't. Because when you leave, he stops talking.
No.
Now back to the little fella.
I can't win or lose.
See, AJ, it's like you when you work with Janae, which is one of your friends on Little Fella Radio, and that's one of the great things about Little Fella Radio is that they traipse their little ashy knee friends into the studio, and their friend they are have a cavalcade of the who's of what's that come through, and he has one of his friends, Janae. How long have you known Janae, AJ?
Many years.
And Janae is the funniest, most awkward character on that show.
That's a little light skinned girl I heard before.
No, she's not the light skinned one. She's the
curly hair one.
No, she's well. Okay, can I tell you?
She's a little ashy one.
She is the basketball player, thin built, dark chocolate. Well, not dark chocolate. She's caramel something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to describe a 16, 15-year-old.
Well, you ask, can you tell me? That's why I was trying to help you out.
All right, so Little Fella Radio, this Saturday at 3 o'clock, and then how often are you guys going to try to push out a show, Sydney?
We're going to try and put it out at least every Saturday of the summer.
And when does school start back in for you, Sydney?
I think it starts back up in August.
Oh gosh, that's like
how
really
long?
Quick.
How long will you guys' show go for? How long will it roll?
They don't know what that is. Their producer controls all that. Their show is a 45-minute to an hour-long show.
Oh, so the producer just goes in and tell them when to cut. They just keep talking because they can talk all day, right?
Yeah, teenagers can talk all day, but when it's not riveting radio, the producer is instructed to, you know, wrap it up.
Lip, is you producing that show too, or you? That's the other producer?
Nah, that's not me.
Lip don't care about nothing else outside of Fat Guy Radio Show. Matter of fact, I don't let him care about nothing else outside of Fat Guy Radio Show.
You got one thing and one thing only, huh?
One thing only, and that one thing is me.
Oh, I see.
That's the most important thing.
That's a lot of him.
I see why you can't do other things.
All right, so Little Fella Radio every Saturday at 3 o'clock launches this Saturday. AJ, last words. Is there anything you'd like to tell the Fat Guy Radio Show audience?
Just listen to Little Fella Radio and have a muffin button day.
Oh, he just cussed at me.
No, he didn't. Sydney, last words. Anything you'd like to say to the Fat Guy Radio Show audience?
I think AJ summed it up pretty good.
Yeah, he did. All right.
You know who she reminds me of?
Who?
One of those Kardashian girls, Kylie.
What?
Yeah, she talks. She reminds me of Kylie.
A Kardashian?
Oh.
Yes, that's what she reminds me of when she talks. Hey, that could be a good thing. You remind me of Kylie when you talk. I'm telling you who you remind me of.
Don't compare it to the.
I'm just telling you who you remind me of when you talk.
That's an insult.
I could be wrong, but it's just what you remind me of. It's a crazy thing. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, AJ and Kylie, thank you so much for.
Okay. All right.
We're going to go on with the Big People Show. And I know you're trying to watch it live because I actually hear the delay of the Ustream in the background. So go ahead and turn the rest of this show off because it's about to get ugly. And we look forward to it. We encourage everybody to go and check out Little Fella Radio at littlefellaradio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network with AJ and Sydney. I love you both, and I will see you guys on Saturday.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And there they go. Little Fella Radio at littlefellaradio.com is where you can find their show.
So coming to the studio, crash that show. I am coming to the studio.
And this is their theme music.
Right here?
Yes.
I'm being here through the call today. All on beat.
All right, we're up on a break already? Good Lord, how did that go? All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and then Orly, we'll start the real show, buddy.
All right.
Because I want to hear about this. You mentioned it a few weeks ago, and we really didn't dive into it, but I want to dive into this whole Vegan June thing that you
vegetarian.
Have.
Vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
I'm taking it one step at a time.
Yeah, so we'll discuss all that right here on Fat Guy Radio Show when we return. We'll be right back after this.
I'm AJ. Host of Little Fella Radio, and Sydney, my co-host, and I are gearing up for season 4 of our show coming this summer to LILFellaRadio.com. Now, Fat Guy Radio Show is full of adult waka waka, but on LFR, you can expect a clean, wholesome, teen-friendly entertainment, because teens don't need fat guy entertainment in our lives, and we most certainly won't use words like fuck, shithead, motherfucker, and asshole. So turn your teens on to LFR on LILFellaRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
And know for all of you that are wondering, no, AJ did not say the real words. That's all editing. All right, folks, we tell you about it all the time. It's the number one way we power this show, folks, and I'm talking about Amazon. Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. The big news that we have coming up later in the show that I want to tell you right now, but Orly is like stabbing me under the console with a pen telling me, wait.
I got the knife to your leg.
Has a lot to do with the fact that you guys have supported us through our Amazon link. I can't thank you enough, but I want to encourage you to continue to do it and continue to share it with your friends and family. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and do all your online shopping. And even if you search for it through your phone's web browser, it will actually direct you to the Amazon app if you have that installed on your phone, and we still get the credit for that. Every little bit counts, you know, whether you're ordering these little 90 calorie Fiber One brownies or whether you're ordering, you know, the new 3D 4K, are they 4K TVs now?
4K, I think it's called.
Yeah, 4K TVs. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're ordering, order it through FatGuyRadioShow.com or clicking the Shop Amazon button on FatGuyRadioShow.com or shopping directly through the Shop Now button on our Facebook page. And we thank you very much. Interesting that we had a Little Fellow Radio interview and then we had a Little Fellow Radio commercial.
What do you know? What are the odds?
What are the odds? Hey, all right.
Before you get into your story,
yes.
I got a bone to pick with you real quick. Just real quick.
Very quickly.
Very quick. For you guys who don't know, my brother actually goes to the barbershop and gets a $45 haircut. I just noticed this. Every last week and this week, you had a hat on. Why don't you show off your haircut?
He always wears a hat.
I know.
Every week since I've been here.
But he pays $45 for his haircut. So what's that defeats the purpose. Why not let it show? Like, show it off.
Maybe he don't want to.
Now, I want to know from him. Corley?
Did you call me Corley?
Corley?
The Corley Show.
Somebody gave us that name.
The Corley Show. Someone did give us that name. I wear a hat because my hair is thinning.
You going LeBron James on me?
I'm almost going LeBron James.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. But thank you very much for your question.
Let me see.
That's the Lil D playoff music. All right, Orly, back to the real adult conversation.
Hey, welcome back.
All right, so Orly, you alluded to this because I believe it was the day that we started doing the Facebook question of the week, and you had alluded, like, you know, what is something that people can't give up?
Can't live without.
Yeah, can't live without. And you had dropped this nugget that you and your wife were giving up
steaks and
was it meat? Was it red meat? Was it all meat?
No, it was just everything, like chicken. So going going vegetarian, basically.
Real, just so there's a difference between veggie and vegetarian.
No, vegan and vegetarian.
Could you eat shrimp?
I don't think so. I think vegetarians all animals.
I'm sorry.
I don't eat seafood anyways.
I'm sorry, not to pass, but to go back to what Lil D said off the Twitter, PJ says, what else do you get for that $45 haircut? PJ off the Twitter with the tip in right there. I love it. All right, I'm sorry. You can live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio.
that's a damn shame though, right, PJ? That's a lot. That's all he gets.
When you like to know. So there's a difference between vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah,
you can clearly look at my hips and tell I don't know either or.
Well, I don't really know either or, but I'm going to say what I think.
Okay,
I know
what
about
do you
them.
Think it is?
So vegetarians, no animal. You don't eat any meat.
Okay.
I believe. And vegan is you don't use anything that has to do with animals at all.
So like they don't eat eggs and they don't eat like.
Hold on.
So they don't
eggs.
Even use like, I don't know, anything. So like if you use like.
So what do you use?
Water?
Pasta?
No, it's hard.
Chick water?
No, like I mean. No. If they say like, oh, they use like ducks. Feathers to make that paint. You know what I mean? People, they'll be like, yeah, they won't use it because it has to do with an animal. So they're like hardcore.
So they like nothing
no
that has
cheese because it comes from a cow, no milk, like vegans like that, I believe.
So those are, okay, you know what? I think that's what I understand vegans to be as well. And no, PJ, bikini wax does not come with a $45 haircut.
bikini wax. You got that
Why do I have the Twitter on? Why do I have the Twitter
you got
on
that
right
Brazilian?
Now?
Hey, can you pasta's good though, right?
Yeah, but so I'm not really eating pasta either. I give up a lot of stuff.
You're going to be looking like Prince here pretty soon.
No pun intended. Too soon? Too soon?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be doing Prince in Hollywood on the Walk of Fame. You know, there's a little impressionist. I'm going to start doing some Prince. That's what I'm trying to.
You're going
to
be thin as him pretty soon, messing around with that damn
vegan
stuff.
Yeah, no. You don't have any elevators in your health, do you? I'm sorry. Is that too soon? Is that too soon? Is that too soon?
Too soon, maybe. We'll find out on Twitter soon.
Oh, man. God, I hope it don't purple rain outside after I've done that. That's just horrible.
The Dubs aren't crying.
I'm sorry. Hey, the Dubs aren't crying because ain't nobody eating them because they're vegan. Okay, so what the hell?
That's my rib shot.
And you completely floored, just took the bottom out of the end. I thought it was an earthquake right now.
I don't got a button like everybody else.
I do.
Do a rib shot. There we go. Yeah, buddy. That was for me, everybody.
No, a good comedian doesn't need a rim shot. I got Orly to laugh. That was the rim shot.
I'm not a good comedian, though.
You ain't good nothing.
Wait, I was.
You a good messer-upper.
That's what I do.
All right, so Orly, so I understand vegan and vegetarian the same thing as you are, as you do. So you and your family, is it your children are in on this, too?
No, I feed them little
Yeah, you can't do them
little
like
bits
that.
Of meat. A little,
kibbles and bits.
Scraps.
Kibbles.
Now, it was more. It was more me, I guess.
What was behind it?
I don't know. I just brought up like I don't even know how, the first time I brought it up, just saying like, man, I don't know if I could ever give up meat because I think I was eating a burger and just how much like because I love steaks, burgers. If anybody knew me, they know that's I love it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One day I was like, I could probably give it up, and my wife, of course. Oh, that's easy.
Oh no.
She makes it sound like, and then I was like counting down the days, like. Only four more days.
Yeah, because you mentioned it in May, right? Or what was it? Yeah, last
yeah,
month.
May, yeah, and she, of course, was, I don't know why you're making a big deal about it. It's not that hard. It's not going to be that tough. And I'm like, okay, so.
So is it on now?
June 1st so started.
June 1st, everything.
Everything, no meat. I even gave up cheese. So no meat, no cheese.
Wait, what does cheese got to do with it, though?
I don't know. I just wanted to. I like to go extreme.
So what all did you give up?
Meat, okay. Cheese.
Built in
tortillas and bread.
That sounds like my lunch today.
What does tortillas got to do with it?
I don't know. I just came from in the mood man. To start giving up foods.
So what are you guys? Is she in so far? Is it still easy like she thinks it is?
No.
No.
Whoa. Right wait a minute. Wait a minute. He just threw his wife under the bus here.
So day two, I get a text.
Lip, you are not having a good board day. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
I'm glad he's doing worse than me because then he's going to get the.
He is not having like a good board day.
He's going to get the heat, so not me.
It's not. So I mean, the levels are so cockeyed backwards right now. It's like Stevie Wonder is over there navigating the levels right now.
This is
now.
The funniest part of the show to me. I like
we
it.
We are a worldwide internet radio show with the biggest news of history that we're going to make on today. And I'm now nervous that nobody's going to hear it because my executive producer don't know what the hell he's doing over there on the board.
It was loud in my ears.
Dude, it mine too.
Why do you think it caught my attention? I didn't say something about it because I couldn't hear it. I said it because it was loud as hell.
It's either want? Loud or low. I know. Isn't that what you want?
No, I need his little producer finger to not leave that level.
You can't never be right. No. So don't be wrong.
No, he can be right. That's why I bust his balls about it because he can be right.
You can't he's never done, be right.
He does an exceptional job, but today he's completely forgot.
That level that you have over there is different. That's why.
All of these sounds are in here differently, and that's another thing that I've been asking for 25 years is for somebody to go through and level out my sound machine. But no, because we got this that comes in loud. And then we got this over here. No one can hear. You see?
Hey, Boss, he's supposed to know which one you hit. That's not his fault.
No, his fault. Oh, there it is. His job is to be ready to adjust the level at any time so that everything evens out.
But when you hit it so damn fast, he got to jump over. He going to knock something over. He don't know which one you going to hit. Like the other one that was silent, and this one was louder. So it's not his fault.
Let me ask you this, Lil D. What the hell else he got to do right now?
Produce the show. Exactly. Like he's doing. Which keep he's, on producing.
She's failing to do it. So so 2 days in, back to orally, you know, hold on now.
So I tracked back over.
So now I got.
You got two different shows going.
I
got
to transition back. I'm sorry.
Did he get that one right? Did he get that one right? Hold on, Lip. Did he get that one right?
I'm trying to redeem myself, Lip. Don't be messing this up, all right?
Did he get that one right?
Don't mess it up for everybody.
No, I feel for you, man. I feel for you, Lip.
Lil D.
Deb, if you do, Deb, if you don't.
Lil D.
Yes?
If you don't shut the hell up in about 5 minutes, I swear I'm not going to mourn you.
Oh, in about 5 minutes?
No.
I don't even know what the hell mourning is, so cool.
Inviting Lil D in here is like that. You know when you do something you think it's good at, like for a second, and then it happens, and it's like,
yeah.
Why the hell?
Yeah, it's like, why did I do that? So you know what, Lil D? I'm going to give you a couple of these pills, and I want you to go get me elevated. All right. So, what, too soon? That's not right, people. I am sorry. Please send your complaints to littlefella at littlefellaradio.com.
Oh, man.
All right.
Ooh, that was funny to me. That kissed my ass. That was funny to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's our faces?
Oh,
that's not right. What happened? Oh, we lost signal. Oh, there it is. Sorry, people. Thank you, Orly, for pointing that out.
My camera all busted up now.
All right, so Orly.
Okay, let me say something first.
Please.
Philippius is messed up.
Oh, you just said it again.
You just messed up. I messed up the beginning of the show. Let's clear it out, and everybody's on the same level. Nobody gets in trouble after the show.
Yeah, I'm just going to hell.
Let's go.
Now, hold on a minute.
Deep breath.
Hold on a minute. I messed up?
Yeah.
I'm Corey Blaze.
Somebody just messed up.
My mess ups aren't mess ups. My mess ups are infotainment levels to a different degree.
Oh, you mess up quite often. We just don't bring it up. Me and Philippians talk about it after the show.
That's oh, after the show. So what y'all be talking about? Let's get into this.
Here it comes.
I need to hear it is. What y'all be saying?
All right. So I'm fine, Orly. Fine.
All right.
We'll all go ahead. You know what? Let's just go ahead and let's just reboot the show.
All right. Ready?
Is that his fault too?
And here's the thing, is I'm bitching about this right now, but in the final replay of this show, nobody's gonna notice how blown out our ears are right now by Lip's inability to manage that board. It's the same damn board that's been sitting over there for 3 years. The levels ain't changed, the knobs ain't changed, all the lights blink. We even bought him a brand new level monitor out there off the side of his board, and he's still, he ain't
that's my blind spot.
You ain't I can't once see looked nothing at on that, my left side. You ain't once looked that direction.
So I'm a blind spot. You know how when you're driving?
Your hand don't swivel. Your
no, because then
don't
I can't
swivel.
See my level.
Yep, big good point. That means y'all gonna have to restructure.
Okay, and then now they've got this new apparatus that's sitting in front of you where they,
are called armrests.
No, those are the racks that are supposed to be able to move that monitor level in front of you, so you don't have to be. It doesn't have to be in your blind spot.
Yeah, they have the strip club. She has some racks that moved.
So now, Orly, if you're keeping for those of you that are keeping track and score, Orly. You're perfect. You're shooting a perfect game after the reboot. Lil D, you're shooting a perfect game after the reboot.
Cool.
And I'm shooting a perfect game after the reboot. Right now, Lip is 0 for 1.
Bam.
The Lip. Pressure's off me. So, yeah, Lip, get it right. Come on.
All right. I'll just make sure that the level stays nice
now,
and low.
And also, you know, make sure that we ain't going over time and breakage and brokes and stuff like that.
Give him a signal at least.
I got to say, here's the signal right
there. Yeah, I got one back.
Nobody saw that.
If you guys can see.
So
on day two.
Thank you, Orly.
Day two, I get a text. I said, what are you going to eat for dinner? I was actually doing the show.
Okay. Who do you get a text? Oh, so that's why he wasn't paying attention.
Well, I text my wife. No, it was before we started.
Oh, you were and texting said, your wife while we were on the show.
No, before we started, though.
Oh, okay.
And I just said, so what'd you get for dinner? And she said, oh, I got some pasta or something. I don't know. Some kind of pasta.
Okay.
I was like, there's no meat in it. She's like, no. And then like 10 minutes later, I messed up. It says there's bacon in it.
Get that from.
But wait a minute, Lil D, you missed the point. It's day two of there no meat, and she's already got the oink oink.
Now, but she was the main one talking about it was going to be easy, huh?
Exactly.
But
and
here's the question, though. Let me ask you a question, though. When she discovered the bacon, did she eat the bacon?
She already ate dinner.
She had already eaten it.
And she goes, I thought it tasted kind of different, so
kinda
I looked
good?
At the package.
So
yeah, exactly.
Did she get a pass because she didn't know, like,
well,
she, at first?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that part right now.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Eyes on your own paper, Lil
D. So day three.
Day three. I feel like this needs a little bit of music. Day three.
Day three, we're out about shopping.
Okay.
Kids. Me, the wife, the kids, you know. And we stop. She's like, let's stop somewhere to get something to eat. I said, okay.
All right.
She picks a fast food joint that usually sells a lot of meat, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Does it rhyme with Fashk Burger?
No, it rhymes with Hack in the Rocks.
Oh, very good. I told Lil D, just stay
if
where you are.
Gonna get
yeah, I'm dumbfounded.
Hack in the Rocks.
Hack in the Rocks.
Very good. Or you know what, Orly?
He's still
that was a three-pointer right
Thank
there.
You.
That
Thank
was
you.
A three-pointer, brother. You
didn't give any free advertisement.
No, you didn't. You're redeeming yourself.
Hack in the Rocks.
Yeah, and Lil D, you're now 0 for 1 with the free advertisement. All right.
he can't put two and two together.
I said Hack in the Rocks. He said it, so how am I? Let's take my one back.
You know the song. It's your Hack in the Rocks. Stop beating the cup.
So we get down. First, my wife orders for her and the kids.
Uh-huh.
And she orders a double cheeseburger or something. Yeah. Oh. She just went all out, got a double cheeseburger or something, some tacos. And then I'm like looking over the menu and I'm like, there's literally nothing with no meat.
Yeah, you're looking for the grass. You're looking for the berries.
Even
you're
the salads.
The
there was like a steak salad, a chicken salad. Yeah. Oh, and I'm like, I don't even want to pick it off. I'm
well,
like,
just tell them to get order salads without all that stuff on
So
it.
You know what I ordered? What I ordered.
What did you order?
Our food came.
Uh-huh.
And my wife's like, what'd you get? And I'm like, onion rings. That's it. That's all I could find. Onion rings.
Oh, dude.
French fries?
Yeah,
French fries. But he even French fries will count with him.
Yeah, and then
she
says,
put ketchup on
she
it.
Says,
I know.
I guess it's a little more tough than I thought.
So were you ordering onion rings to make a statement to your wife to say,
I'm competitive even with myself. So if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
But that's
so are you still doing it? Because I know she damn sure ain't doing it no more.
Today? Today's day 9.
How long are you doing it for? For a month?
For the month.
And then after that, you
go. And
going,
if I feel better, I might keep going. I don't know. I already feel kind of better. The first couple days, I had headaches. I was having withdrawals. Almost like was going to sneak some meat like when people were sleeping at night. But then I got over it and still, yeah.
So you was going to cheat. Is she listening?
I'm considered a vegetarian right now, I think.
Well,
I just want to be able to, yeah. I'm going to add that to my Twitter headline. Vegetarian. Co-host of the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Vegetarian.
I'm going to bring me a hot pizza in here next week. It's going to be smelling. It's going to be sizzling.
No, but that's the thing, honestly. Like, I haven't had, I'm just like.
How do you feel, though, dude? Everywhere we go, and this is, I mean, I can only imagine because I've had to experience the D-I-E-I-T diet.
Uh-huh.
And how does it feel when you are inundated and. Our boy PJ off the Twitter wasn't helping you this past week when he tweets out this phenomenal picture of this burger place that's in San Diego, California, talking about you guys should swing by here when you guys are out of San Diego. And I'm like, of course, I'm a fat guy. I've already been there. My name's on the wall.
What's
look,
it called?
It's under the toilet. I can't remember because I was too busy eating the food. I wasn't looking at signs.
Was the burger good?
But how do you handle the temptations, dude? Burgers and food is everywhere.
No, honestly, I don't get the temptations. I kind of feed off. So last time I did, this isn't really for a diet. It's just to do it, you know? But last time I was on a diet, like a couple years ago, my wife was like, I'm sorry. Like, she'll be eating like fast food in front of me or something. Because she's like 90 pounds and doesn't gain any weight, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
beautiful.
But the thing is, like, I'm like, it doesn't bug me, actually. I actually like would tell her, you want me to stop at Taco or T-Bell for you? Or do you want me to stop at Do you want me to I would like name places I know she likes. And
right.
It was almost like if she ate it, then it kind of made me not want it in a way. Like I was getting my satisfaction through watching somebody else eat it. If that's kind of weird.
No, I've heard people say that.
So
I've,
was like,
I've heard people
say that's
that.
A lot of, that's a bunch of boo if you ask me. Get your satisfaction with somebody else. That's like me watching a porn, getting my satisfaction from him messing with her. That's just what I'm saying. I just don't get that. But like I said, that's a bunch of boo if you ask me. But go on with y'all's show.
Oh, now he's giving us permission to go on with our show.
Little D may not be here when we get back.
No.
He may not.
There's a good chance he ain't going to be there because the next segment has got the big announcement. Can I tell him now, Orly?
I'll think about it.
Next. Please let me tell them. It's the big announcement. We'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. Hello from Halo. That's Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette company offering, let me try that again, the premier electronic cigarette company.
Try one more again.
I'm having Orly's. I'm having problems Englishing. Hello from Halo! That's Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desire. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products to e-cigs. I made the switch and it was easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero. By the way, I need to order another bottle of that. I'm on my last bottle. And my module of choice is the Triton Tank System. See what PC Magazine calls a top-rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo 6 through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank ye.
Ding, ding, ding. Can I do the ding, 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 ding? You remember that from last week? New listener
Oh, yeah. You know what? I thought we had. Didn't we put in a new listener alert?
I thought so.
Oh, let me see. I don't think I can find
it. Don't take blame for it. You already get in trouble.
Was this it? New listener alert?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. New listener alert. New listener alert. Hold on. New listener alert. Oh, sorry. That's the wrong one. New listener alert. Little D, don't celebrate like that.
That's how I do it.
What that gorilla do to you? All right. New listener alert.
Well, we get a lot of new listeners, but the ones that are writing me and telling me like, hey, you know, I'm going to listen tonight or whatever.
Yes.
So it's actually a special one, though.
Oh.
It's not just a regular listener.
Pause right here, Lip. I just wanted to hear that little guitar right there. All right, new listener alert. Oh, I love news. Oh, man, this is going to be a segment of surprises.
It's Nicole. And she's actually my cousin. And it's not just, you know, like, it's not like my mom's listening, like I made her listen or something.
Yeah.
She's been wanting to listen, and she finally listened, and she literally, I'm going to quote it, last week said, you guys are I'll say effing hilarious. Oh my God. And she said, good night. I'm going to be listening every day. And I mean that. I need this in my life. She said, we're super funny. And she loves the show.
I love that.
And she's listening live this week.
From your mom or from
my
your
cousin?
Nicole?
No, I'm just saying, you know, like, Nicole.
Nicole.
Mom don't listen.
Mom too. You know Nicole.
No, I'm just saying, Nicole. It's not like.
I could have swore he said Nicole and his mom.
No, I meant, I'm just saying, like, some people would be like, of course your mom's listening. Like, it's a family member, but it's not that she had to listen because she's related to me. I'm saying she actually likes the show and likes to listen.
Yeah.
All I heard was Nicole and his mama listening. I'm like, hey.
So Nicole, my cousin from California, loves the show, says we're funny.
Little programming note, Lip, I love this.
Hey, Nicole, glad you like the show.
I love this as the new listener alert, but I don't like that bed because that bed is tied to the mailbag. So can I want this other bed?
We're all just kind of watching. Like,
I know.
Yeah,
I want this bed put on under new listener alert. I want this one. Can I have that? This is a little bit better. A little bit more hipper, right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. When you become a brand new listener, all you got to do is just send in a tweet or a direct message over to Orly. You can find him on Fat Guy Radio Show About Us page. All of his social media links are right there, folks. Twitter.com/OrlyBlackSox. Or you can find him on Facebook. Facebook.com/OrlyBlackSox. And let him know that, hey, Orly, I'm a new listener to Fat Guy Radio Show, even though I'm your cousin or your mother.
I like that. Man, I feel honestly, though, I feel like our show's been kind of like growing a lot. Like, I feel like I'm getting random. Usually it was like a bunch of friends. So I'm getting like random people now that are like, hey, cool show. And I'm like,
and you know,
looking, and they're from like Alabama or Texas. I'm like, hey,
and you know somebody from Alabama.
And you know what, Orly? I'm not, you know, I bust you guys' balls on this show when you guys do stuff
show
wrong.
Do.
But I'm going to tell you this right now, dude. The growth of this show over the last 4 months, I really give you a lot of credit. And I'm going to give you a lot of credit right here publicly, not because your family and friends are listening, but what you brought to this network and what you do, what people don't see that you do when these microphones are off, I give 95% of credit to all of these new listeners because of what you brought to us, so social media wise, what you've coached me in doing, like you bust my balls about the fact that I don't go out in public.
Which, I know, what's up with that?
I don't know.
With them $45 haircuts and still got a hat on. I just don't get that.
He was complimenting me. Don't cut though. Come on.
Oh, yeah, true, true. Yeah.
Let him finish.
But I'm going to tell you about that compliment, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of this has to do with Orly behind the scenes and just kind of, because he came with that promotions PR experience. And
right.
That's why we've experienced like the best metrics ever on our social media page and our website hits, and the network is really happy with it. And now all we got to do is just turn those into dollars.
Thank now,
you,
basically.
Thank you. But if you look back to the first show, you asked me if I had anything to say, and I said, yeah, I'm excited to be with you guys. I'm ready to help take off.
You are. So I bust everybody's balls. So to give it an even playing field, so I don't get any more of them hate messages from last week's show.
Well, they hated you for what you did?
Orly Nation was all over me.
What were they
did
all
you like
you
it?
About?
No, I didn't like it.
Oh, that's the first.
It was uncomfortable.
Too many?
Too many.
Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't bounce them off.
Somebody used their thumb.
Oh. Up that one hole.
You got that light switch.
But no, Orly does an amazing
so
job.
So, Orly, if you lead a show, you just might get found in the elevator, laying there, butt naked, clothes off.
Did you say fount?
Sock on.
He said fount.
Fount. F-O-U-N-T. You know, all right, black folk.
Lil D, we've got a moment for something that we need to do on the show.
Ooh, I've been waiting for this.
Look at your phone. It was like when he was a little kid where it's like, Lil D, there's more cereal in your bowl. No, there ain't no cereal in the bowl. Look at your bowl. He just looked right down at the bowl.
He said, look at my phone.
Waiting for cereal to somehow. Okay, let me tell you this. While we're in the vein of this good, good, goody, goody, good feel, let me tell you this, folks. I'm going to speak to you seriously for a moment before we make this big announcement. And the reason why it's a big announcement, and some people may not think that it's as big of a deal as it is, but it really is that big of a deal. We come on these microphones under this network in this studio every week and we do a show. And I know that when you open up a business or you're running a business, the biggest competition, you want to make sure you know who your competition is. And we're in competition with hundreds of thousands of other shows. There are hundreds of thousands of other shows that do the exact same thing we do, that talk to a microphone for 75, 78 minutes a week. So the people that listen to this show, You don't understand how grateful we are to you that take the time out to download, subscribe, share, put it up on social media. And then the number one, even though it's a small percentage of our total numbers of downloads, but we really do, really do send out a huge thank you. And Orly, tell me if I'm saying anything wrong. We really do send out a huge thank you to those that go above and beyond and put their dollars behind this show.
Yeah, we do, for sure.
We don't have an advertising budget. We don't have a budget. None of us are drawing any salary at this point. This is literally a labor of love. So when we have things like what I'm about to tell you happen, it's a big deal. And the reason why it's a big deal is because of all of you out there that are listening. You that have put your dollars behind Shopping Amazon, behind Halo 6, behind Bravo Tipper Pay, behind Stitcher Radio, behind all of the advertisers that take a chance on this little show. We are blips on the radar of internet radio. We really are. I mean, just keeping it real, real. We are blips on the radar of internet radio. So the small audience that does do what they do to support this show, tweeting out, Facebooking, that's all great, but I want to talk individually to the ones that have come out of their pocket, because what we have been able to do is based on the fact that you have done what you've done. For 3 or 4 years ago, when you say about 3 years ago, when we had Ustream come live,
yes,
that had to do with the fact that listeners spent money on this show. We could have taken that money, built in salaries for ourselves, but no, we have a vision and a plan and a mission to take this show to the next level. So we took that money and we invested it in our Ustream cameras. And our Ustream audience is one of the most interactive audiences that I have ever heard of. I hear other shows, I see other shows live streaming, and all they do is that they're just allowing people to watch them do their show. They're not really interacting with them. So we've taken the money that people have utilize our sponsors to support the show, and we invested it in cameras. This next thing is the biggest thing, and it's the one thing that so many people have been asking for since the day we started this internet radio show. And it has been the biggest uphill battle of my involvement with Fat Guy Radio Show and B2B Radio Network, because shows of our size, not to degrade us, but shows of our size don't have this opportunity very often. Would you not agree with that?
I totally agree.
So what we have done, because of your continued support, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need a very good timpani for this lip. What we have done, because of you and what you have supported behind this show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to introduce you to the brand new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It is our own app on the iTunes Store.
What? What?
I'm about to download that right now.
Too bad you don't have a smartphone.
Here's the thing.
Before you go any further, let him download it first.
Yeah, go ahead and download it. No,
you gotta have an Apple phone.
You have to have an Apple phone. Now listen, hold on. No, that's not a sad trombone. Listen here, shows of our caliber don't have their own apps. They don't.
We did research. We did extensive research.
I know they don't.
We really did. So by us being able to do this is, again, us reinvesting in the listeners that invest in us. That's literally how this works. We could have taken a salary. We could have taken a vacation. We could have taken, I'm not going to go as far as saying a salary, but we could have taken a vacation. You know, we could have moved into a bigger and larger. We could have done all of that.
You don't get vacation pay?
No.
You don't?
I don't even get regular pay.
Hey, don't tell him that. He trying to leave to go to another show.
Oh, yeah. Orly, we get vacation pay. And congratulations, you just got a raise.
There you go.
Zero divided by 0.8% is still 0%. So we've reinvested back in the show. We've reinvested back into the listeners. This app does not benefit us. It benefits the listener. It makes it now easier because, Orly, you've heard the stories of people saying, okay, how do I get to the show? Of course, we got fatguyradioshow.com. But you know what? It's a very cumbersome, long URL. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
It's a long URL.
Yeah, it is. So, I can be real about that.
And the reason why the app is only available on the iOS platform is because, I know this isn't going to be very popular And I know Lady K is going to be the first one out because Lady K does not have an iPhone. Lady K, I'm sorry.
Neither do I.
But the reason why we developed this under the iOS format platform is because our metrics state that 93% of our audience retrieves our show through an iOS environment. We have a very small percentage, and I know that's business speak, but we have a very small percentage of people that consume our show through a Google device. Now, most people, you don't have to have an iOS, you don't have to be an iOS or PC to go to our website, but as far as like our mobile activity comes from people using iPhones and iPads.
That's so true, though. You know, I'm not trying to plug Dave Ramsey, but the same thing with him.
So that's the audience that we're
trying to... I'm not trying to plug him, but I'm going to.
Yeah. DaveRamsey.com.
No, he said the same thing that you said. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
They got an app, but it's only for iPhone people because they get a majority of their people through the iPhone.
Thank you, Lady K. Lady K just tweeted off the Twitter. Totally understandable. But I will tell you this as we go to break.
Ashley's in line at the Apple store getting an iPhone.
What I will tell you is that we are looking into a Google Play Store app. Okay, but it's baby steps. We're a little fight ticky little organization here in the middle of the desert. So it takes us a little bit of while. It took us 5 years to get an app, folks. But I'm going to tell you right now, this was a little emotional for me when I saw this launch in the App Store earlier this week, because I've seen this product grow from being in a closet in my home, where I was talking to a mirror, to where we are now under a network part of multiple shows. This is an amazing moment for us, and I want to share it with you, and I want to thank all of you out there that are listening and supporting the show, because it's because of you we're able to do this. It ain't nothing that I've done. It's nothing that Orly has done. It's nothing that Philippians has done, and it sure as hell ain't nothing Little D's done. All right, let's take a quick break, and on the other side of this break,
That little Orly light. That little horsey?
Question of the week?
Yeah, let's do question of the week. Absolutely.
Got a lot of answers.
We got a lot of answers to get to, so it's going to be a little thick one. And then, Orly, we didn't get to your mother-in-law.
It's not too long of a story. I could probably fit it in.
You can
no, she's a listener, remember? According to him, liar.
We'll be right back. Me, Orly, and Philippians. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. All right, so thank you again. I know it sounds like I'm gushing, and I am, but I am really proud of this moment in Fat Guy Radio Show history, because this is something that we've always wished. Remember when we were just, you know, nothing? We had two glass tables, and I looked over at you, and the first words I ever said into a microphone that we stole from a church, the first thing I said on that microphone is I said, "Hello, world." And Lip didn't believe me. Lip didn't even have a microphone. We didn't even turn his microphone on. Lip was like, "Corey, you're out of your mind, but I'm going to go with you and see where this goes." And I said, "Lip, one day we're going to have live stream cameras. One day I'm going to be talking into an SM7B microphone. We're going to have a nice full board. You know what I mean? We're going to have compressors. We're going to have multiple computers. We're going to have cameras run at the same time. We're going to have really cool backgrounds and sound beds and breaks." When the first show, I know I'm just going to get to this real quick. The first show we ever did had like a song in the middle of the show, and it was only 30 minutes long with me and Lip. When Lip came to produce the show, it was only 30 minutes long, but yeah, we put a 5-minute song in the middle of it because we didn't know what the hell we were doing. We put a whole song in the middle of the show. We didn't have no intro. We didn't have no Doug Engel at the time. We didn't know this is a good real show. Now we got world famous Jason Veazey doing one of our intros, and we talked to celebrities, and we got Orly.
Who actually told you to set you down like, "Hey, Corey, you cannot have a long song through the middle"?
Yeah, so yeah.
Did you say that on your first day? Did you say, "And we're going to have a co-host, this little Mexican guy someday"? And I see his name being Orly.
I did. I looked up and I was like, one day, as I sat there on the edge of my bed with my feet dangling off the edge as a little fat little roly-poly boy.
I remember that.
I said, one day, I's going to be on the radio and the internet, and I's going to have me a co-host, and him name going to be Orly. And then Lil D walked in and said, "Get your ass up off my bed." Punched me all up in the back of the throat. All right, Orly, it is now time for, hold on, we got the bit here. I got to get to it. It is time for the Facebook question of the week. Lady K says she apologizes for not getting to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show Facebook question of the week. Take it away, Orly.
I'm here to take it away. So the I started off because I had a situation today.
Okay.
And I had said basically the question was if you could make one thing illegal or ban something starting today, what would it be?
Little D.
Yeah. And mine was rude people in public. Because okay. Today when I was shopping, a lady was like rude to me. She was kind of just giving me dirty looks and was just kind of rude when I was getting in line the same time as her. And then to top it off, she's covering the ATM thing while she's putting in her code.
Oh, wow.
And, like, looking back as she's doing it. So it wasn't even like she was like, oh, I do this all the time.
I'm telling you.
Let me ask you a question. What color was she?
She was white.
Anglo-Saxon.
I'm telling you, no. You know what it is? It's because of Donald Trump. Ever since he done.
Oh, God.
Everything's different now.
And sometimes.
I'm serious.
Not to get off it too much. Sometimes I'll say something about that person to, like, my child, which doesn't really understand anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really, like, saying it to him, but I just want them to hear.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in the restroom the other day, I go, he's potty trained, you know, I take him in there. And a grown man was right before us, and I had to take him to a toilet because he's just learning. He's only 3 years old.
Yeah.
And there was piss all over the seat.
Oh, God.
And I go to put one of the papers down, and I notice that it's wet. So I go, man, the guy's still in there. So I hear him washing his hands. I tell my son-in-law, it's too bad that grown man can't even pee inside the toilet.
Called him out right there.
Yeah.
In the
so
old
anyways,
crapper.
I almost did it with her today. All so right. That was the question, and we got a ton of answers, so I'm going to try to go through as much as I
yes,
can.
Yes, please.
Quickly.
Give them all a shout-out. We all want to hear their names,
yeah.
too.
So we got Stacy. She said people who don't know how to drive, which is a big one.
You know what? Let me see. Can I get over? Can I do the bells, too, on this?
It's going to be low.
Hey, Corey actually had a little meme about that, about the blinker thing. Did
yeah,
you guys see that?
His little episode.
Yeah, we did. We're done with those. And I've already come up with the next one earlier. I think you're involved in that one. Ooh. All right, so what was it Stacy said?
People that don't know how to drive.
I agree with
you,
Stacy.
Ban them right now.
Yeah.
Ahmed said, he kept it simple. He said stupid people.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Ahmed. I am with you, buddy. 100%.
Doug said Old Navy ads.
Doug! Is that our announcer, Doug? Doug?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was, because that sounded like something Doug would say.
Hector said the people of Walmart. You know, those people that are in the memes and all the random wow. crazy people.
But those people are funny. I'm sorry, Hector. I'm about to give you a buzzer on that one. There we go.
Cynthia said words like fleek and bay.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, I know.
Yes, wow. Cynthia, I'm with you.
I'm with her on that
I'm
one,
I'm with you on that one. Please.
Hey, but you were still looking on fleek, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bay.
I hate that word.
Mario said Trump.
Yep, I'm with you on that one, Mario.
And Xavier, who's his arch nemesis, they're always arguing online. He said, want to be Mexicans like Mario.
Neither one of them could get a beam.
Here's a little toss in here off the Twitter, last minute in, but we got to get her in because she's P1. Lady K said, hate. Hate, ban, hate.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, she's going to ban you there because you hate me.
I do. Lady See? K, now send me something funny. All right, Orly, go ahead.
Brian said, bills. That's a good one. Nobody
hell those. Yeah! Hell yeah! Matter of fact, I'm going to start that revolution now. I ain't paying not nan of the bill from this point forward. You heard?
Now watching yeah. you go home, all your lights be off.
That's fine. It ain't
Franco and Karen said people who use speakerphone in public for music or talking.
Hey, that's, you know what? I would agree with that as long, you know what? It's okay if they're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ah.
My dad uses speakerphone. But for a regular call, he'll have it to his ear on speakerphone.
Really?
Like, I'm going deaf from where they're hearing how loud it is, and he's got it up to his phone.
My dad does the exact same thing because he deaf as hell. He can't hear nothing. Dad! Dad!
What, son?
Did you say something?
Stacy said bad parkers, and she even sent a picture of a guy that was like all crooked. She said sometimes she has to get out of her car on the passenger side because the same guy always parks all jacked up.
Who is it, Stacy?
Was in our apartment complex for her job.
Stacy, I had that exact situation this morning because I literally had to lose 50 pounds just to get out of my truck this morning when I pulled it.
And that's not easy for him.
And that's not easy for me, you know what I mean? Because I had to gain it all back by the time I got to the edge of the parking space.
What, you had a hot dog?
It don't make no damn sense, but it was the only covered parking space left.
You should become a vegan with Orly over here.
No chance of hell.
Patty said, this is a good one. Patty said, being able to buy a high-end steak with food stamps.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, high five, Patty.
You want Patty to get a bell?
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
That's a little D right there, Patty.
For Patty.
We got a few more here. Rob says Ben Affleck because he sucks at everything.
I don't know how he got J-Lo, but I give him that one.
He did it, didn't
Brandy
he?
Mm-hmm. said, I'll use the word poopy. Poopy drivers.
Yeah.
She went on about specifics like people shouldn't drive the same speed in every lane.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Especially the fast lane.
Like
hey,
the third
right,
time
though.
That's happened.
Yes. Brandy? That was Brandy?
Yeah, it was Brandy.
Brandy, I am with you on
that.
Can
she get a ding-ding?
She can get a ding. There you go, Brandy.
Dez said girls over 200 bills in yoga pants.
Hey.
Hey, for real. And give him a couple of dings.
Hey, everybody need a little love. And, I got yoga pants.
Yeah, and Karen added that. Karen's one of our local Glendale listeners.
Hey, Karen.
She added to that by saying that they're supposed to be, yoga pants are supposed to be black, not transparent. So, you know, when they stretch so much.
You can't see them?
Yeah.
That's just messed up.
Or you see right through them.
Oh, no. Side note, I saw a meme of a big fat chick in fishnet stockings.
Boy.
And she forgot that you're supposed to wear something over the fishnet stockings. And she was just snatching up and down the street. It was so disgusting.
Hell no. Wow.
It was so disgusting. I saved it. Lip off
the Van Buren.
Jennifer, I think it's the last one. Jennifer said, idiots that shouldn't be parents. A good one.
Some
people that don't deserve to be parents.
Yes, you are.
Especially
so right
that
about
one that killed her kids. Oh, here in Glendale. Wasn't it in Glendale?
Yeah. There was one in
that
Glendale.
That was a sad story.
That was.
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
Stabbed three kids.
Yeah,
three kids.
They're all young.
And she lived.
Figures.
I like that one.
Yeah,
that she lived?
What about you? What about your.
Something that I would ban?
I
don't know. Give me a second to think about that. Lip, what would you do? Would you have anything? Would you crook a camera again?
Yeah, I'll ban cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
So everyone can get Halo 6.
There you go.
Towing the company line. I'm not even gonna give you a ding. I'm gonna give you one of these.
He redeemed himself.
Lil D, what would you ban?
The people that always mess with you in the mall when you're walking by, trying to get you to say, excuse me, will you? And they put something in your face when you're walking by.
The surveyors?
No, anybody. They be trying to sell you makeup and all kinds of stuff.
That's what they doing. They just trying to. We do it.
No. When you're walking in the mall, mind your business. If you go up to them, fine. But if I just don't like it.
Orly, ain't that what we do?
Yep, that's what we do.
You guys radio. I just hate when you're walking down.
Here's another one that came in. It's pretty funny.
Yes.
Hey, son of a guns.
Karen again. She said, I would like to legally require people to Google something before they share it on Facebook. And if you don't, and it's a fake story, everyone should kick you in the D.
Yeah. Like people are dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the ones where they get a picture of like a girl and they're like, this little girl will die if you don't.
Yeah, because if Siegfried and Roy die one more time, and I mean, if I see that guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, if he dies one more time.
They said Prince died. So you know.
I don't believe in that. Next time, you know, somebody post up something about Prince died, I'm going to make sure that I get
the NFL, they got hacked. Or the commissioner. NFL got hacked and said, Roger Goodell died.
They are absolutely
Jack Black got hacked. He died.
Yeah, he died the other day.
That's true.
Cesar Chavez's wife, she died.
Yeah, they should be able. They should have to Google it and research it before they take the social media, or they should just tweet out the most iconic tweet of all times, which is, you know, delete your Twitter.
There was always a lot of Bill Cosby going around that died.
Bill Cosby.
He probably wishes those were true now.
I figured out what I would ban. I would probably ban Cox Communications. They are the worst company on the planet.
They're expensive as hell, ain't they?
Oh, tell me about it.
No, I bet ARP. I mean, really SRP.
You
APS. APS.
You name, four companies. Is it ARP, APS, or APS, SRP?
APS, the goddamn electric company. They're trying to raise everybody's rates up again.
Oh, yeah, they
7.9%.
During the summer, they raise them for a couple months during the summer.
That is very true. I would ban the ability, robocalls from telemarketers.
Oh, I know. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Mitt Romney.
I got one before the show started.
Did you? About who?
They were calling me to do a survey, and they asked me, yes, we're calling to do a survey for Corey Blaze. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You've got the wrong number. He's not here.
I got one yesterday.
What?
Somebody called. I get a voicemail. I should play. I should do like a little D and play it against the microphone.
Oh, yeah,
do it. Play it.
So I signed up. I don't know, hardly ever sign up for contests, but it was contests like win a trip to like UFC 200 and a Harley Davidson, right?
Right.
And then I said like I don't want the emails. You know, you could get the clip. You know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I won't put it on because it says what dealership he's from.
Oh yeah.
And I get
yeah,
a phone call.
Yeah.
From a random motorcycle dealership
that
I signed up. Yeah, and he's like, hey, I heard you're interested in buying a motorcycle. I was looking to see if you want to talk a little bit more about it. And I'm like, so somehow the website sent to the local people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My
yeah,
name,
that's
I
what
guess.
They do. They buy advertisements.
Or if you buy a website, somehow your name gets logged into some stupid.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
I did that. I had all kind of porn stars calling me. I like that, though.
Oh, that was my fault.
Oh, I just got this one in, too. Donald Trump wrote he would ban can't find his answer here.
Is that
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, somebody probably deleted his tweet. Yeah. What happened? I don't understand.
He wanted to ban something.
Hey, I'm with that woman. What?
He wanted to ban everybody got a...
Why are the microphone cables so loud today? Is it just me? All right. It's a little tweaking that was going on. All right, folks. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Justin, delete your Twitter. Thank you to the Bravo Tip or Pay app for being the sponsors behind today's show. Download it today and discover the new way to tip or pay. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on our social sites. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of our show is always available up on our exclusive Fat Guy Radio Show Vimeo page. Have a business or product or event advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots are available now. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to go and download the brand new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's free! We're not going to charge you to hear this show. It's a great way to support the show and share with your friends. It's so easy. Now when somebody asks you, hey, Fat Guy Radio Show, how do I get it? You download their app, you jerk store. Check me out on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. Subscribe to us at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hello.
And Lil D sitting over chair.
Yay.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
Yes.
That be me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it about, delete their Twitter and simply reply, we'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show and download that app. Show me the app. See you at the top. See you at the top, everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Show me the app. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.